Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation CEO and President Jason Andringa joins us on today's program to talk about the growth of Vermeer Corporation over the past year since an EF3 storm tore through their campus. Jason, it's hard to believe where we are standing right now. Very well could have been a toppled car or shredded metal, but here we are in front of what will be the new Plant 7 here at Vermeer. How exciting is this day for you to be here a year later, really being able to celebrate after such devastation?
Right where I'm standing, 51 weeks ago today, I would have been looking out on approximately 400 damaged cars that were twisted on top of each other and stacked on top of each other after the tornado. And I would have been surrounded by, you know, pieces of our roof, pieces of, you know, bits of our insulation. I would have been surrounded by snapped off trees, snapped off flagpoles. So it really is amazing to think how much progress this remarkable superhuman Vermeer team has accomplished in the last 51 weeks. Vermeer Strong emerged immediately after the tornado, and it has been the spirit that has driven us to the recovery that we've been able to achieve.
And we were able to talk to some of your facilities executives about the space itself. But what does it say about Vermeer that this isn't the only space going up? 500,000 square feet of plant is one thing, but you have Shop 48 that's nearing completion. You have a new eco center that's under construction as well. A lot new that came from this devastation.
We really have turned a challenge, and arguably the most significant challenge in the history of the company, into a true opportunity. And, you know, in the minutes after the tornado, it was maybe too overwhelming to think that that could be the case. But once we knew we had no serious physical injuries among our team, at that moment, I knew we had everything we needed to rebuild. We had our people. And, you know, I knew as long as we've got the Vermeer team, it's just a matter of cleaning up, repairing buildings, building new buildings, you know, moving in and continuing to churn out world-class yellow iron, just like we've been doing for 71 years now. So, I could not be more proud.
Well, and this company is global, but its roots are firmly planted here in Pella, and I would say that the roots are going deeper and deeper in the ground here, it seems, with these kinds of projects. What does it mean to continue not only to rebuild here on campus, but to continue to strengthen that bond with the city of Pella and all the area communities that helped you right after the storm?
Pella is definitely our headquarters, no doubt about it. The vast majority of our team members are based here in Pella. The response of the community was overwhelming. The response of our other local companies, Pella Corp, you know, the hospital, first responders, you know, really everybody in the local community and even surrounding communities. You know, we have Vermeer team members that come here from miles around and communities all around Pella, and the outpouring from Pella and surrounding communities was absolutely overwhelmingly humbling and appreciated.
And even for you personally, this is where you grew up and this is where your family is growing up now. How important was it to you to keep that here and to make sure that there's a clear sign to the community that you are a Pella boy and you want to see this company continue to grow here?
I've said it before. I said it, you know, the first night. Once I knew our people were safe, I knew that we would rebuild better and stronger than ever before right here in Pella. You know, I was 100% sure of that, not 99% sure of that. You know, our headquarters has been here for 71 years. You know, the generations of incredible team members that have worked at this company from this location is incredible. And we wouldn't want to be located anywhere other than right where we're at.
And the future is going to come soon. That's an aggressive plan for construction on both finishing Shop 48 and then the Eco Building and this new Plant 7.
We're going to be moving into our new engineering building, Shop 48, within the next couple months. We're going to move into our new Eco Center early in calendar year 2020. And we're going to move into our new production space in fall of 2020. So it's going to be very, very exciting over the next 16 months as we move into all these new spaces and, you know, crank up this incredible team to continue to do their jobs at a world-class level, just like they're doing right now.
And continue this record-breaking growth of the company you've told me about, even through the storm, that the sales continue to be crazy, and there's new innovations and everything. The company continues to grow throughout this.
That is true. I never would have thought after the tornado that we would have a record sales volume year last year. We were on pace to do it before the tornado, but I did not think it would be possible to sustain that pace, but we did. You know, we had a very short hiccup. We got our team back to work within 30 days. We recovered essentially all of our production within 45 days, and we achieved a record year last year. And you know, we're on pace for a record year this year, and it's amazing that we're in the smallest production footprint that we've been in more than 25 years, and yet are on pace for a record year. So once again, superhuman team. I couldn't be more proud.
Once again, that was Vermeer Corporation CEO and President Jason Andringa. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.